Alicia, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you're a very, very busy person, especially since we're going into the holiday weekend. We wanted to get right into it and talk about those 4th of July injuries. And I'm sure there's lots of different things in your career in healthcare that you've seen that happen specifically around the 4th of July.
Absolutely. We see many different injuries. It could be somebody tripping and falling because they're running around playing with the kids, or, you know, a burn from something that they're lighting, or even the laceration because, you know, you're chopping up your goods to eat and you cut your finger and you come in to get some stitches and get back on your way.
Do you really see a lot more of the burn type, fireworks type injuries around this? I mean, I know we hear the media comes out and says be safe and all this, but from a healthcare professional, do you guys really see an uptick in those kind of injuries?
We can. It really kind of depends. I mean, you can have a burn at any time, whether it's from the fireworks or you're just lighting your grill or lighting a candle and you catch yourself with the flame. So yeah, we can see, I mean, at any time, but there is an increased risk when you're lighting off the fireworks and having the barbecues.
That's right. Well, those, you know, we hear a lot about those, and they seem very innocent, those sparklers. But, you know, with the little kids kind of run around with, and you see them like that, but they're quite dangerous.
They can be, yes. You get a little kid running around with them, not paying attention to where they're going, and anything could happen.
Well, you know, from what I've heard, like, they burn as hot as the sun, from what I've heard.
I don't doubt. I've never had one on me, but no, I can imagine either. That they are pretty hot.
Yeah. How about those, like, foodborne illnesses and upset tummies and, you know, food poisoning, things like that? Do you get a lot? Because there's a lot of cookouts and a lot of food maybe sitting out longer than what it should.
Yes. We do usually see those a few days afterwards as things start rumbling in the
work
tummy.
Its way through.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, right. So if somebody does experience some of these injuries, we wanted to make sure and let people know that OSF On-Call Urgent Care is going to be open for the holiday weekend.
We absolutely will. We are open all holidays. We don't change our hours. We plan to be open here starting at 8 a.m. and we close at 8 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. Are you expecting, are you beefing up the staff to make sure you can handle all the cases coming in over the holidays?
Yes, we do have, we'll have an extra care guide here that day just to be prepared. We don't know, since this is only our second holiday being open, we're not real sure what the flow will be like.
And how does this work? They just walk in? Is that?
You can walk in. We do also take reservations, which are similar to appointments. It's kind of like call ahead seating, where you have an appointment time, and when you get here, you go right into the room. You'll be the next one to go into the room ahead of any walk-ins. Obviously, emergencies trump everything, but the reservations do kind of take priority over the walk-ins. And you can do that on our website, which is www.osfoncall.org. You can also do that through the MyChart app. There's Find Urgent Care, and you can click on that and create a reservation as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that real quick. You know, when you're, let's say, you know, the fireworks, you get a burn. How do we know whether it's an urgent care situation or if it's an emergency room situation? What would you recommend?
You can do, if you're at home and don't want to leave necessarily your home, you can do a virtual visit. And our virtual providers will take a look at it and they will direct you whether or not they can take care of it over the phone or in screens, or if they need to refer you to an urgent care or a hospital, whether or not you need the emergency room. Yep. We do see anybody. If you walked in here with a burn or a laceration or anything, we will see you. And then if it is something more than what we can take care of, then we would refer you down the road to the emergency room.
And also, you've got x-ray there, and you're able to do x-rays.
Absolutely. We do x-rays right here on site. We can splint broken bones if need be. We also have some durable medical equipment here. So if you need like a walking boot or crutches, we do have that here to provide as well.
I'd like to step back and talk about you. Are you from around this area?
I was born and raised in Brimfield. I moved to Peoria for short amount of time after graduating high school, and then ended up finding my way back to Brumfield, back in that hometown atmosphere. So I'm right between Peoria and here. I do manage this clinic here in Galesburg, as well as one in Peoria. So I split my time between the two clinics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Had you always wanted to get into healthcare?
I have worked in healthcare since I was 19. Fresh out of high school, I started with OSF and have worked here since. I did about 6 years in primary care, 16 years in cardiology, and I have been here with urgent care for almost 2 years.
Wow, 16 years of cardiology. They've made so many changes and advances in Peoria as far as cardiology.
Absolutely.
Wow, their Heart Care Midwest, is that?
Cardiovascular Institute. Yes, it used to be Heart Care Midwest.
Okay, gotcha. That is an amazing place there. I unfortunately have had to visit, so I've had to be there. I have a couple stints, so I know that place pretty well. And that's an amazing. Is that where you were there at that big place there?
Yep, right there on Knoxville. Wow. I was there for almost 16 years.
Oh my gosh! Did you see that? But when that was, how long has that been there?
It was built, we moved in there in 2005.
Okay. So you were able to see all of these advances and, gosh.
So actually, I guess I was there almost 18 years now that I think about it. That would have been 2005 that I started there. Yeah. 2004. Mm-hmm.
I bet there's many listeners that are listening right now that probably have visited you there. And
probably, yes.
Gone over there. Yeah. So what did you like about the car? You were obviously there for a long time and in cardiology for so long. What did you like about that part of it?
I just enjoyed watching, the patients. We'd see them, they're sick, they're having their heart attacks, or, they're needing valve replacements. And just seeing how much better they are after they've come in, been treated, had any procedures that are needed.
So tell me about when you were approached about the on-call idea.
I was really excited about it. Actually, when it started, I was still at Cardiovascular Institute. It took me a few years to come over to the urgent care side. But, I kind of watched it and go through transformations, and it really resonates with my soul and what we're doing and the technology piece of it, and just the outreach that we do. It's something, I'm very patient-centered, so just being there for the patients where they are in their healthcare journey really settles with me, and just wanted to be a part of it.
Where did it start? It started there in Peoria.
Our very first one was on North Knoxville, way out north, almost to Dunlap.
And then, so how many locations do you have there in Peoria?
In Peoria, we have four. We do have one that is temporarily closed right now, so there's three that are open. And then we have four on the east side of the river, so Morton, Washington, East Peoria, and Pekin. And then the one here in Galesburg is the most recent one to open for what we call the central region. We do also have some, up in the Chicago area, Ottawa area, Bloomington, down towards Champaign, Danville.
Yeah. And this is the kind of the future of healthcare.
Yes. Yes. We're seeing, patients don't necessarily want that one-on-one relationship with a primary doctor. They just want to be able to jump in, be seen when they're wanting to be seen, especially those who don't have a lot of medical problems. I just want to be able to run in, be seen for my cough, my cold. I don't want to have to wait for a primary care visit. So they come see us and then go back on their way and then come back when they have another issue arise.
Sometimes people, they get confused about just what this on-call is, because we have prompt care. We have an emergency room at OSF. Where does on-call fall into this, and what are the differences between all three?
OSF on-call is a service that embraces a modern urgent care concept. We're able to provide quick, high-quality care for on-the-go patients. We have clinics that are kind of more of a modern setting than what your typical urgent care would be. We have a feel of a lounge or cafe rather than your doctor's office feel. We offer a greater ease of access to care. You go to your PCP, you might be having to wait a week or two to get in just for their volumes. So we can get you in the same day. We take the walk-ins, we take the reservations. We have some convenience items here for if you do have to wait when you're here. We've got charging stations for your cell phones or your laptops. We've got free coffee, water, hot chocolate. You know, in the wintertime when it's cold, we've got warm blankets to sit and cuddle up with if need be. And we've got a really large treatment room for if you're coming in with your family.
Who is staffed at the OSF On-Call Urgent Care?
Each of our clinics every day is staffed by an advanced practice provider. That would be either a physician's assistant or an advanced practice registered nurse. On top of having the provider, then we have three what we call care guides. So they are the people that will take care of you and get you ready for the provider and then help you when the provider is done with you. One of those will be a radiology tech, so that way we can do your x-rays if need be. And then we have the other two will be a combination of certified medical assistants, a medical office assistant, or a licensed practical nurse.
And how does this differ from, because we have prompt care there at the former Cottage ER, there at the corner of Losey and Seminary Street. That's where the OSF has moved their prompt care facility. What's the difference between prompt care and on-call urgent care?
We're fairly similar. Some of the things that we can prescribe are different. Like, we can't prescribe narcotics here. I do believe that the prompt cares can. They have actual physicians on site where we only have the nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. They generally, I believe, have 2 to 3 providers there on a daily basis where we have one. So, you know, we're very lean model, so very scaled down, but we can still handle those high volumes.
We're getting into the different types of services that you go to the OSF On-Call Urgent Care for. What are some of those things that you're treating there?
You know, and of course that comes in waves depending on what is going through at the time. So, you know, your cough, your cold, flu, strep. We've seen a lot of pink eye lately. Sprains, you know, the lacerations, our fractures. We're ramping up right now, getting ready to start seeing a lot of school and sports physicals. That's this time of year with kiddos getting ready to go back to school and needing those done. UTIs we see, so urinary tract infections, upper respiratory infections, any really minor ailment or any minor condition. We don't do anything like that would need long-term care. So, like, if you're having some high blood pressure, that's not something that we treat. We would not start something that needs maintenance. That would be more for your primary care, or if it's you're in a critical state, then the ED. We also do some on health. Yeah. So occupational health. We do some occupational health visits. So that would be pre-employment physicals, DOT physicals for our truck drivers. Drug screens, and then initial visits for workman's comp. So if you get injured at work, we can see and take care of you for that first visit.
Alicia Corey is the manager of OSF On-Call Urgent Care here in Galesburg and also in Peoria. And I've had a chance to see you a few times here over the last couple months, which I think is a great way to kind of explain, give some examples of what you go to On-Call for. First of all, my granddaughter has been there a couple times. She had an ear infection, and then also she was there for she had aspirated a tiny piece of strawberry, and
oh boy!
But luckily she was able to cough it up. But we were still worried, so we went there to on call, and it was on like a we were there on like a Thursday night. I mean, it was at 7 o'clock, and both times we were right. They got us right into the family room there, and it was very very. Comfortable, even though my granddaughter has a tough time with healthcare people. You're so wonderful, and you're able to get us in and out in no time at all. The other time that I've had an experience with on-call urgent care was my mother-in-law broke her wrist. About a month and a half ago, and she went to OSF on-call urgent care. They looked, saw her, took the x-ray, had her in a cast, and she was in and out in a little over an hour. That's how.
Absolutely.
That's amazing, Alicia. How are you able to do that? That's unheard of here in this area.
We call it a model. So we run by this model, and it tells us basically, you know, these are the steps you go through when you're rooming a patient and how we do our flow of patients through the clinic. So that way it's not like you have to stop and think, okay, where are we going now? Whose turn is it? You know, it's very, very down to the science with the staff. My staff doesn't like to be at a doctor's office any more than they have to be. So they know, you know, we want to get our patients in and out as quickly as we can, but provide that safe care as well.
I've heard the word concierge brought up too, where someone there at OS is with you through the process.
Absolutely. So when you walk in, you have one care guide there at our kiosk that if we have our rooms full, they'll get you put on our schedule and get you comfortable in the waiting room. And then another care guide will take you and room you, get you ready for the provider. Now, if you come in and then we don't have anybody in the exam suites, we will take you straight to the exam suite and get the process started. But that care guide that gets you ready for the process or for the provider will be with you the whole time. So they'll room you, run any tests. So if you need a strep test or any COVID testing or urinary, if you've got urinary symptoms and need to leave a UA, they'll gather all your testing. And then they'll go talk to the provider, give them a heads up on why you're there and what your symptoms are and what tests they're running. So then they'll go run the tests while the provider's in. When your tests are done, they'll message the provider and say, hey, their UA shows this, their, you know, strep test is negative. The provider will talk with you, print your after visit summary, and then that care guide, same care guide, will come back and discharge you and get you back on your way. If for some reason we are prescribing medications that we have on hand here, because we do have a small pharmacy, they'll get your medications for you, bring it to you, collect your payment, and get you back on your road and hopefully you're feeling better.
But could you talk about the OSF on-call virtual option if you're not able to do an in-person visit?
Absolutely. We do have those urgent care virtual visits. So that's with a provider. You'll go online, request the visit, and then they will reach out. All you have to have is a smartphone, a tablet, computer, something with that video capability. And they will go on, assess you, ask you some questions. And if they need to prescribe medications for you, they will. If it's something that you need seen by an actual provider face-to-face, they'll refer you to either us or prompt care, your primary care doctor. Or if it's that severe issue, then they will refer you on to the emergency department if that's what's needed.
And that's available 24/7, right?
24/7, yes. 24/7, 365. We're open 12 hours a day, 365. If you can't make it in here, you're too sick to come in here, or, you know, days like right now when it's raining and, you know, I don't want to melt, you know, you can log on, do that from the comfort of your living room.
Alicia, I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but maybe we can chew into this a little bit more. When should you go to the emergency room versus the urgent care option?
If you're having a life-threatening issue, that's definitely when you need to go to the emergency room. If you're having just a cough, cold, runny nose, think you have strep, that's when you would come to us. We're trying to alleviate those minor illnesses that are going to the emergency room and bring in that volume here so that way they can focus on the more urgent things like strokes, heart attacks, those kind of things.
And that's a really important thing. We've talked about this many, many times before. So many people are going to the emergency room with minor things when they should be going to either prompt care or on-call urgent care.
Absolutely, yes. We want to alleviate their burden that they're having down there and alleviate from, you know, your primary care office, you know, because they've already got so many patients scheduled and, you know, you want to get fed it in because you've got a cough. Well, you can come here and we'll see you and get you back on your way. And if you need care down the line for that same cough, then we can get you in with your primary.
Alicia Khoury is the manager of OSF On-Call Urgent Care here in Galesburg, also in Peoria as well. And you mentioned urgent care options. We talked about prompt care earlier. They moved to their new location at the corner of Losey and Seminary. We just want to make it clear, again, that OSF On-Call Urgent Care is in addition to OSF prompt care, correct?
That is correct. Due to the increased patient demand, OSF Healthcare is offering more options for the patients. You can use your physician's office, the ED, prompt care, the virtual care with OSF on-call, or now our OSF on-call urgent care. OSF prompt care here in Galesburg is open 7 to 7, and then OSF on-call urgent care is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So we have options here in the Galesburg area from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And then, of course, your virtual option 24 hours a day, which I've used. Yep, I've used my daughter with her two young ones. They've called in the middle of the night and done a video call, that option. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
So, and I know we've kind of already, with the examples that I gave, from my granddaughter, who's less than 2 years old, to my mother-in-law, who, you know, just turned 80.
We take all ages. We provide health care services for patients of all age groups. We cater to both pediatric and adult patients. You know, if it's a child with a minor illness or an adult requiring some more medical attention, OSF On-Call aims to offer comprehensive care across a wide range of ages. With infants, if it's a true emergency, we will refer them on down to the emergency room.
And here in the area, you know, you just constantly hear about the wait times, and they're usually a big issue with urgent care. Can you talk about the wait times at OSF on-call?
Absolutely. It really depends on different factors, you know, the volume of the patient, the time of day, the urgency of the cases that are walking in. We strive to get you in and out of our building in 40 minutes. We do accept those appointments ahead of time, which aids in that, but we do also take those walk-ins. You know, and it really depends, you know, if we have, you know, first thing in the morning, there's times where there's three or four people standing at the door already when the doors unlock, you know, so at that moment, if you're the fourth person in line, we may not get you out in those 40 minutes, especially depending on how urgent the cases ahead of you are. Also, you know, if somebody walks in and they've cut their arm open and we need to do some sutures, that's going to push us back a little bit. But we do aim, and a lot of times hit that goal. Most recently, we've been averaging between 35 and 39 minutes in and out. But like I said, it all depends on those volumes.
And of course, OSF on-call urgent care accepts most insurances.
Absolutely.
Correct?
We do accept a number of insurance plans, including Blue Cross Blue Shield, Humana, Health Alliance. If you go to osfoncall.org/urgent care, we do have a list of our insurance plans out there that we cover.
Alicia Khoury is the manager of OSF On-Call Urgent Care that's located out near Walmart. You've been open for 6 months here in Galesburg. How's the traffic flow?
It's great. We're seeing between 35 and 39 a day, and those are provider visits. And then we also have, we're averaging probably about 5 drug screens a day. So getting about 40, 45 patients through the doors every day. I think our busiest day, we saw 61. And our slowest day, which was the very first day that we opened, you know, not a lot of people knew we were here yet, we saw 18. But still, for the first day, that's quite a few patients. So we hit the road running.
That's right. And again, you touched upon this earlier, but one of the things that people might not know is that OSF On-Call Urgent Care has some prescription options on site with the limited hours of some pharmacies around the area. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the benefits of that.
Absolutely. We all know that, you know, every market is having issues with staffing. So some of the pharmacies are having to close early or close for extended periods during the day. So a lot of the common medications like antibiotics, we do have on site and can dispense to you if prescribed by the provider. So that helps save our trip to the pharmacy. You know, you can get your medicine, take the first dose while you're here. We'll give you a bottle of water if you'd like to take it. And you can be on your way and get that first dose in before you would even get to the pharmacy. You know, and then you don't have to wait for them to get to your prescription because who knows where it'll be in line on filled. So just a quick way to get your meds and get you back and feeling better quickly.
It really is a great addition to what OSF Healthcare is doing here in this area to be the healthcare leaders.
Absolutely. We're very happy to be here.
Well, we're just about out of time. I did want to remind people again, be safe over the 4th of July weekend and make sure you keep OSF On-Call Urgent Care in mind. You can schedule an appointment. How do you do that again, Alicia?
Go online to www.osfoncall.org/urgent care.
All right. We do appreciate you and your mission partners there at OSF On-Call Urgent Care. Thank you for what you do, and I appreciate you joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you for having me.
Have a happy 4th of July weekend.
You as well.